Good afternoon. It's 6 minutes past 1 o'clock. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. Today marks a big day for people needing help in the Northwoods. The Northwoods United Way is beginning its annual fund drive today to raise the money to help organizations in Oneida, Vilas, and Forest counties. October has been noted by the state as United Way Month. Northwoods United Way board member Amy Vanney says one donation goes a long way.
We like to stress the point that what's raised here stays here. When you give to the Northwoods United Way, you are not just giving to one organization. You're actually giving to 25 other human service agencies in Forest, Oneida, and Vilas counties.
Vanney says the board interviews the agencies applying for funding and determines what their funding will be. Executive Director Nancy Sattler says they have various other fundraising events, but also one event to help kids as they gather school supplies in late August called Stuff the Bus.
It's one other way that we are here to support the community's needs. Our goal is that in the upcoming years, we will be the one central location that school supplies are donated to here in the Rhinelander and Eagle River area. It makes it easier for the school district because we sort the supplies, we deliver them to the schools, and then we do it before classes start so that we can make sure that students have what they need on the day that they start.
The goal again this year is $170,000. More information is available on their Facebook and webpage. We have links at WXPR.org. The city of Rhinelander is hoping to get the funds to upgrade Stephen Street, or Business Highway 17, next year from north of the downtown to the Beltway. Ken Kroll reports.
The city has applied for a safe drinking water loan from the state. Environmental Review Specialist for the DNR, Kevin Olson, is reviewing the process. The city has asked for the money to upgrade water mains on Wabash Street between Brunner and Arbutus Streets, along with replacement of mains between Frederick Street and Highway 17 on the city's north side. Olson says they've already determined the project will not have an adverse environmental impact. He outlines the program.
So we offer low-interest loans that range from 20 to 30 years to help improve infrastructure throughout the state.
Olson says the loans are at an attractive rate for municipalities. The Safe Drinking Water Loan Program is asking for public comments about the determination that the project will not have adverse environmental impacts. He says based on the comments received, they may prepare an environmental analysis before proceeding with the funding process. Olson says if someone wishes to comment on environmental impacts of the project, to contact him by phone or email him at kevin.olson@wisconsin.gov. The city is hoping to get the funding from various sources and begin the project in 2019. The city completed a similar project in the downtown in 2017. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
The strong economy means a lower unemployment rate, and that trend is continuing in Wisconsin. That's according to the latest state unemployment numbers for August. State labor economist Mitchell Rupp in Wausau gives the numbers for the Northwoods.
August unemployment rate for your five-county area is as follows. Forest, 4.5. Landglade, 4.0. Lincoln, 3.3. Oneida, 2.8. Vilas, 3.0.
Bryce County's rate was up slightly to 3.7%, while Iron County has the second highest rate in the state at 5.7. With the exception of Price County, all the other counties listed have dropped between 0.5 and a full percentage point in jobless numbers since this time last year. Florence County had the largest unemployment rate decline over the year, dropping 1.2 percentage points to 3.2%. The statewide average is around 3%. Economists report that the state is nearing full employment when the statewide average is 4 points or below. 63 counties are at 4% unemployment or below. Scott Walker says if he wins re-election, it will be his final term as Wisconsin governor. Walker is currently trailing Democratic challenger Tony Evers in two statewide polls 5 weeks before the election. If he wins, it would be Walker's third term in the state's top elective office. His remarks on the Sunday broadcast of the show Up Front with Mike Gaucher are the most specific plans he's offered about his political future. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. Stay tuned. Just ahead, it's Crossroads Cafe with your host, LJ Summers.